This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
By one projection, the United States needs about a million new teachers in the next 5 years or so as more baby boomer age instructors retire. A national campaign is underway to recruit more of the best and brightest to the profession. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR, holding on to those budding teachers may be tough.
Outside the Newseum in Washington, D.C., high school students and their teachers check out a bright green RV parked on the sidewalk.
So what do you do? You just kind of bring your knees up and stuff?
Three aspiring teachers have spent the last 4 weeks in these close quarters, traveling cross-country. Along the way, they talk to educators, policymakers, and entrepreneurs to learn about the many forms a career in education can take. 24-year-old Nadia Berkovich, a recent graduate of the University of Massachusetts, was one of the road trippers.
I'm being educated right now, and I hope that we can educate other people and really change the perspective of what being an educator means.
The road trip is part of a national campaign to elevate the status of teaching. A study a few years ago by consulting firm McKinsey & Company found that most top college students simply aren't interested in teaching because of the lack of prestige and low pay. High school teachers make, on average, about $55,000 a year. In a panel with the road trippers, Education Secretary Arnie Duncan urged high school and college students to consider the other rewards.
If you want to have real impact, if you want to have meaning in your life, I can't think of a better place to do it than in the classroom.
But even those who choose teaching often don't stay. Nearly half of new teachers leave the profession within 5 years. Liam Goldrick with New Teacher Center says many don't feel respected or supported at work. Now tenure is under attack and performance standards keep changing.
I think some folks want to make it a lot about compensation, and while that certainly is an issue and a concern, if you listen to what the teachers are saying, it's these other factors.
Rafael Silva, a 21-year-old UCLA student, ended the road trip certain he wants to start out in teaching, but he's not sure for how long.
It hasn't confirmed that it would be something that I would do for the rest of my life. And obviously, that's not something that people really do anymore with careers.
If he's right, raising the status of teaching won't be enough to keep teachers in the classroom. In Washington, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.